Right then, hello, willkommen, bienvenue, it's time for a barn raising, episode 323 of the Armis Inquisition on Easter Sunday.
He is almost risen.
He is risen, it's Sunday, man.
Is it Sunday? I thought it was Monday that he rises.
Yeah, roll away the stone, man.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah.
What's Monday for then?
Rolling it's just bank holiday. Bank holiday, isn't it?
Just for lols?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to apologise to my son then.
Why, what have you been telling him? What lies have you been filling his head with?
Because, he said he rises on a Sunday.
Well, he does, yeah.
I thought it was a Monday. I thought it was like he'd be done after the weekend.
Oh, my God, my eight-year-old, like, aced the Easter quiz this afternoon.
I bet he did.
I should explain. I've been barn-raising since about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Grandma's house.
I just assumed that happened every Sunday.
No, I've been hitting the doom bars hard. God. We had my granny.
This is going to go long.
Grandma was saying, she's been saying for a few weeks, don't throw your tins out, your tins of beans and whatnot.
Do the accent, come on.
Don't you throw away your tins of beans, laddie, the next time you go to Aldi.
She calls it Aldi.
Aldi.
She won't say Aldi, she says Aldi. Mm. Keep your tins because she set up like a, not a coconut shy, but like a tin can alley. Tin pan alley. Where you get a tins and you stack them in like a triangle shape, like a rack of snooker balls.
Pyramidion.
Pyramidion. And then we got 3 shots each because grandma knitted pokeballs. Do you know what a pokeball is?
Yes.
Pikachu, I choose you!
Yes. How many did she knit?
Oh, a dozen? 15, 20? Wow. I don't know.
She cares, doesn't she? She's a caring girl.
Bored in lockdown. I think that's when she made them.
Okay.
And so she has all the. So you get 3 balls each, and there's your pyramidion of Aldi tins of beans, and you three shots to hit the pyramidion. That's one Easter game we played.
Do you aim for the middle of the bottom rung?
I think you just aim to hit any of them. What's weird is because they're knitted, there's no weight.
Mm.
You can't throw them hard. You've got to aim and
got a lollipop sort
of float them. What was the diver?
Flubbergoppy?
Not a flubbercopter.
Fosbury flop.
He was a flipper.
Tall jumper.
Not to be confused with the Fosbury fizz.
Which was a drink.
Why does everything have to be about ejaculate?
No, Fosbury Fizz is from Fortnite. It's a big, massive jar.
It's a masturbatory.
You shake up round your crotch and it gives you health and shields.
Oh, of course it does.
Fosbury Fizz.
Right.
You know, if you're a Fortnite aficionado like me. So we did that, and we had an Easter quiz as well. Grandma did an Easter quiz with it was tricky, some tough, some easy questions.
Did you bring it with you?
Yeah.
Come on, give me questions.
Do you want some questions?
Yeah.
There's some easy ones, some medium, and some difficult ones. So, this was a good one.
An even spread.
Who washed his hands?
Jesus.
Shit. Who washed his hands of Jesus?
Who washed his hands? Oh, was that Thomas?
What difficulty level is this?
Child?
Pontius Pilate.
Oh, yeah.
And Uncle Jim went, oh, that guy. Oh, what's he called?
Captain Blackbeard.
He was in Roman Air Force.
Brilliant.
Pilate. That was a good one. Good one, Jim.
Oh, it was a joke.
The pilot is in the Roman Air Force, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
so we're saying that they didn't have an Air Force.
There was one, the youngest person there was the only person who got the question right.
For Pontius Pilate?
No, this one. Who helped carry the cross on the way to Golgotha?
Sherpas.
Do you remember the bit where he falls?
Yes.
And then the guy comes out of the crowd and helps him?
Mm. Mm.
Tough one.
Thomas Aquinas.
Thomas Aquinas. No? You're not going to get it. Oh, yeah.
Something...
John the Baptist.
Something Latin.
Dead. He's already dead! Simon of Cyrene.
Simon, that's what I was going to say. Cyrene.
Yeah, put you out of your misery.
God, we're shit at Easter.
Can you name the 12 apostles? That was a question. Point for each apostle or disciple.
Dave.
Right, so we've got Dozy. Matthew, Luke. No, Matthew.
Mark. Matthew.
No, Mark wasn't apostle. Luke Judas. Was after.
Peter.
Sam Peter, Judas, is it Matthew.
Simon Peter or Simon and Peter?
You're thinking of Simon and Trevor.
Trevor, swing your pants. Swing your pants.
Thomas, we said duvets. Thomas.
We don't do duvets. Sorry, Jesus.
Thomas, how many are we on?
Thomas, so Thomas, you're doubting Thomas. You said Matthew, you said Simon Peter.
Judas.
You said Judas.
Matthew.
Which one?
Oh, we said Matthew.
Iscariot.
Is it Judas Iscariot?
Is it two Judases?
That was a clue.
Judas of
Arimathea.
Judas Zealot.
Judas
Zealot.
He's a zealot, is he?
Yeah, one was a zealot, one was a sicario. You know why they call him sicario? Because he used to...
Ooh.
Those funky Jews used to carry knives and they were...
Right, Assassin's Creed.
They were assassins. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's eight.
And which one...
We're up to five then.
Another seven.
No, Michael, I'm afraid. Good shout, though, because that's an old
Azazel.
Judean name.
John?
Yes. Yeah, the disciple who Jesus loved.
James.
Yes. Which James?
The brother of
Jesus. Two James. James and James. James of Iscariot.
There's two James, yeah.
I was thinking of the band.
James 1. James 2.
Oh, sit down.
I think we're on eight.
So James 1, James 2.
Yeah, how many?
Does Jesus count?
Nope. Oh. You're looking at one.
Twat.
Philip.
Yes, Philip.
Philip.
Is there one called Isaac?
No.
Have we had a Matthew?
We've had Matthew.
All right.
I think there's three left.
There's definitely not two Matthews.
No. Nope.
Ben?
Shane?
No. I don't think. Bartholomew?
Yeah, Bart.
Party.
Andrew?
Andrew's not a disciple.
Yeah,
he died on a wonky cross.
I think he was one of the fishers at Galilee, one of the early adopters.
Andrew Fisher.
I'll say Andrew's cross.
Yeah, that's the one.
Who are we missing? Bad Thomas. Bad Matthew. Oh, we must have had them all. Matthew.
Mary Magdalene.
Thaddeus, maybe.
Thaddeus?
I think there was a Thaddeus. Might have been a Thaddeus.
13's a lot of guys to be keeping an eye on, isn't it?
Jeez. It is. No wonder they got up to mischief, is it?
Yeah, fuck. You
know. So there was 13?
No, there's 12. Oh. But I couldn't remember. I thought we named 11. Maybe we're missing one. But,
yeah.
You know, it's good enough. That's enough points, isn't it?
Does anyone know on the chat?
Oh, we haven't even been looking. Do we? I don't have to look at the freaking chat.
Yeah, keep it on. It's good.
Honestly. Rudolph. There you go. Yeah, Rudolph. We miss Rudolph.
Paul.
Paul. Give over. Paul never met Jesus. That was the whole thing. It was a Damascene conversion, founder of the Catholic Church, otherwise known as Josephus. Flavius, if you listen to Ralph Ellis.
Oh, I knew we've missed out.
Oh.
Francis Bacon.
Bacon nuts.
Bacon nuts.
He was there. Come on. Honestly. Ooh.
What have you been doing today, Ben?
I set fire to some stuff.
On purpose,
in what?
So,
in an incinerator.
A garden incinerator.
Yeah. It gets up some heat.
And we are definitely saying that wasn't a barbecue.
It's not, but it's a big bin, big metal bin with holes in the bottom and a chimney lid.
A chimney lid.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you not have to call it a chimney?
A chimney.
A chimney lid.
A chimney lid.
Is it a chimney?
No, it's an incinerator. Have you ever been to a garden centre?
No.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think every garden is not complete without a rusting
bin. Yeah, that's exactly it. Rusting bin that you set fire to stuff in.
Do you think that the actual ignition of a fire within a garden incinerator, a bin fire, or a fire bin?
Yes.
Do you think that that then makes it more easy for said bin to rust?
I don't know if it has an effect on the galvanization of the initial layer.
Do you think it burns off? Is it zinc or something?
Possibly.
What a
Maybe that's what I inhaled. But I got a big lung full of burning shit, and that was fun.
Okay.
No, so I took the caravan to get washed, which was arduous.
Where did you take your caravan to get washed?
To a petrol station with a £1, put a pound in, get 2 minutes of spray.
And so what you did with your caravan, Ben, is that you reversed it into a car washing bay.
Into a car washing bay, a power wash bay.
You really don't give a fuck about other people, do you?
No, do I fuck? They don't give a fuck about me.
And what did you take with you?
£15 coins.
And a pair of
step ladders so I could do the roof.
And you took some step ladders, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I was up there with the power washer and the brush. The brush that you're never to use on your car, but it's fine.
Did you wear leather chaps?
I'll tell you what I wore, Phil. I wore waterproof trousers, Wellington boots, and a waterproof coat. However, my face and head wasn't protected from the spray.
Right.
And as a result, in the shower after the burning, because obviously I stank of all the evidence, I had a shower and I couldn't wash my hair effectively. And I thought, what the fuck is this? Why is it not working? I realised that I had the wax on the spray when I was doing the caravan, so I've essentially waxed my entire head.
You should have waxed off.
I should have waxed off, yeah.
School. That's what Mr. Miyagi would have done. Sprayed caravan wax all over your beard and hair.
Yeah, it is, yeah. My entire head was soaked.
In wax.
In waxy water, yeah.
And is your caravan even fully finished, Ben?
What do you mean?
You said that you couldn't get some of it.
I couldn't reach some areas with the £15 time allotted.
Could you not do it at home?
No, I can't get it up the drive to the manor.
Oh, right, you can't get it to the house.
No, it's too remote.
Can you not just do it in the road, like, you know?
What, like outside the village? Like, need a big fucking...
Oh, up the
like
hill.
Mad Max.
Up the hill to your... Right, okay. I thought you meant like you drive.
No.
So you've got a, so you why can't you can't why can't it do it?
But the roads are all narrow and shit, and it's I think it's a skill thing rather than a
technological
physical problem. Yeah,
so people would
they might pick up their small dogs.
Look at this twat
in his filthy caravan
dragging this big filthy thing up our nice road.
I know.
I've not seen him in that loud car for a while.
Have you got your car back?
No, it's still waiting to be fixed.
Waiting?
Yeah, I need to pull my finger out. There's two others still. Yeah. I'm loath to pay a lot of money for
it. Where is it now? Is it just at your dad's then?
Just
rotting.
Like the last one.
Well, it's like if it's not worth... It depends what it's worth, doesn't it? If it's going to cost £1,000 to fix it and it's worth... £1,500, then it's not worth it. You'd be better buying a new one.
No, it's worth it to fix it. It's worth about £10,000.
Why don't you do it then?
Well, I will when I can be bothered sorting it out. I want to get a good deal. Oh. I've got other stuff to pay for. I've just had to put new tyres on the other car and oil service.
I don't know. I think it's Ben stroking the table
with his legs. Yeah.
Big long legs.
Is it this?
I don't know. I'm getting some leg noise.
Me and Ben went
his
to
joints.
Went to the cinema on Sunday, didn't we?
We did. We went
Thursday even.
Say again. I missed that.
Went to the cinema on Thursday. Oh. And he didn't fall asleep.
Mm.
There was some at some points there was some loud mouth breathing, but other than that, it was fine.
Standard.
What did you watch?
Dune 2, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Didn't get the sexy popcorn bucket.
No.
Yeah. I had a lot of snacks and didn't eat them all.
Yeah, but I gave you a beer that I wanted to give you.
Yeah, it was horrible, but I felt obliged to slurp it down.
And you did as well.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It was a marshmallow stout, wasn't it?
No, no one wants that.
And it was very fizzy.
It was.
Fizzy.
It was
stout.
So fizzy. It was like.
Was it thin?
It was. It was a thin, fizzy stout.
Fuck that noise.
Well, it didn't taste of marshmallow. It tasted of ass.
That was the guy sat next to you, I think.
Oh, there was a larger gentleman.
Hey, whoa! Hey! Whoa. Ben, I meant the other way, me.
As whoa. I was saying.
Whoa.
How's the film?
It's good.
It's good. I'd give it 4 mats.
I think I'd give it 4 mats because it saves me having to think about it.
I think, again, it could have been split into like 2 films. It was fast paced, wasn't it? And
were you disturbed by the lack of North African representation in the actors?
No. Is that a thing?
Apparently. I read it today.
Are they supposed to be? Does it say in the book that they're like...
Well, Arrakis is a North African country, isn't it? Not an imaginary planet.
I mean, I think the Fremen were quite multiracial, weren't they?
Not North African, though. I think there is specific irk. What's that
noise? Stop rubbing your legs. It's your legs.
Let's take my jeans off.
Take your pants off.
No, I mean, it is like sci-fi.
Yeah?
It's like sci-fi.
It is sci-fi, so, you know, it's not real, is it?
No.
Who knows what it would look like on Arrakis?
Exactly.
It was an ocean planet, wasn't it? Is that not the legend?
At one point, yeah. I think.
Well, things get colonized, man. It's like nothing's set in stone. Mm-hmm. Look at North America.
Yes.
You know, they're mainly Irish, from Irish descent, aren't they? That was the biggest first wave of immigrants was the Irish immigration. Things change. Australia.
G'day.
G'day.
Mate. Yeah.
It's like things change with technology. I guess that's such an old... It sort of harkens back to thousands...
Harkenings back?
Yeah, harkenings back to thousands and thousands of years ago where people were adapted due to the climate, the zone that they lived in.
Yeah.
So if you lived in a northern latitude, you're going to have furrow hair. What's that thing with the igloo people, what are they called?
Inuits,
where they're like the shape of the face is adapted. Is it flatter or something to stop the wind?
I don't know.
Something.
I think they'd have like a pointy head, like Spy versus Spy.
So less surface area to stop heat escaping or something. It's a bit wild, isn't it?
Something to do with frostbite, I would imagine.
And probably like the sight, the eyes as well. You know, but that's all been and gone. Like we've adapted past all that now.
Do you think we're evolving longer thumbs so we can reach the corners of our smart devices?
Probably.
Watch this space for long-thumbed humans. You know what we haven't got that's putting me off? The fire. Where's the fire, Phil?
I don't think we've had it. We haven't had it for a while, I don't think. I don't think we need it. In the background, you mean?
Yeah.
I can't bother looking for it now. The fire. I can light a candle.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's all fine. What have you done this week, Matt?
Not really very much. I've just been moving bedrooms around in their house. Mm-hmm. So basically, one of the boys...
Brick by brick.
Yeah. One of the boys had one of the big bedrooms, and he's gone into the other big bedroom, and the younger boy was in the box room, and now he's gone into the other big bedroom, which the big brother used to be in. And I've moved my office stuff into the box room now. I'm like a real home worker now with my own office space.
Ooh.
With nursery wallpaper.
Nice. Blur that shit out.
Tigger and poo.
No, it's not that bad, but it's like foxes.
Oh, is it really?
Foxes, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I didn't mean... Yeah. So, and then we went out today. We went out, stretched our legs. Bought some fudge, giant cookie, and had a very expensive meal. Nice. Very expensive, but more expensive than Wetherspoons. But, you know, it was nice. Nice to get out. And there was no signal in said restaurant.
Ooh. Beautiful. What's the name so I can go?
I think it was called Novello. All right. And then, so the, yeah, no devices.
Mm. I don't let my kids use the devices if we go out anyway.
I mean,
the table.
There is a disagreement within the family.
Really? It fucking winds me up. We'll be sat at a table at a restaurant, at a pub, whatever, and there'll be a table next to us with like three kids on three different devices. I just want to fucking shake them.
Throttle
shake them.
Them
out of this.
Burn the pub down.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. It's like your mum and dad are paying good money for this.
To spend time.
Can
with
you
them.
Not, you know, extract your eyes, eyeballs from. Well, no, because it's loading me with dopamine.
Yes. Exactly.
You should have dopamine and salt and pepper as the three condiments.
The condiments.
Yes.
Excuse me, I think you've forgotten our dopamine. You get some, please.
Nils. Yeah, so that was nice. And it kind of proved that we can survive as well as a family.
So
I'm
weird.
Convinced that we can do that.
Yeah. Was it ever in question?
Yeah, with certain factors, yeah. In the family unit, I think. Yeah. But there's, yeah, so it's been nice. And then tomorrow, I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow will hold. Well, this is a thing that we should talk about because it's apparently it's not a universal pastime.
No.
Which is in Preston, what we do.
Flobbercopting.
Well, no, that's just you.
Not just Phil.
Well,
you need a partner,
right?
Otherwise, it don't work.
I don't know. I don't know with you, Zeus.
You ain't got tits.
Which is egg rolling.
Yeah, apparently this is unique, isn't it? To Preston
thing, yeah. I just parched peas.
I'm sure everybody rolled their Easter eggs down the stairs, didn't they? As a child.
Yeah, but we were all from Preston, so
exactly.
Does everyone else in the country roll them downstairs?
I don't know. That's what we need to ask.
Yeah, does anyone roll their eggs?
You need to explain what we do in Preston at the park.
We go to the first. Big park in the middle of town, and there's a big hill.
There's a big hill in said park.
And everyone rolls their eggs, their Easter eggs wrapped, down the hill, and then chases after them, and then eats them.
It's kind of like the cheese rolling thing, isn't it?
Kind of.
But with chocolate.
With chocolate eggs.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's more controlled.
The park is a... Oh, I don't think it's controlled, Ben.
I've not been for years.
It's a natural amphitheater, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, there's like chariots and shit going around.
Well,
yeah.
there is...
Christians being fed to lions.
Yeah, Scythian archers.
Well, there are.
Horse archers.
Have you not seen the reenactors that practice there?
LARPers.
At the weekend?
Oof.
The what?
LARPers.
LARPers?
Yeah,
live action role play.
Oh, right, okay. yeah, so there are people there.
Right.
No egg rolling here. Right, okay.
See, I think it's a Preston thing.
I think it is a Preston thing.
The egg rolling, this is what I've heard. People look at you like, what? You roll an egg down a hill.
Are you mad?
Yeah.
You're mad.
But just think of that symbolism.
It's huge.
What?
The rolling egg.
The rolling of the egg.
It's kind of like the Grand Old Duke of York, isn't it?
Whoa.
He had 10,000 eggs.
New York State in the 70s, we did that. But what? Also all egg right, and so, spoon races.
So this is Jason McCrash in the chat. In the 1970s in Western New York State, we did that. But also races with spoons and eggs, otherwise known as an egg and spoon race.
Wow.
Yes.
But by the 80s, it was gone.
It was gone. Why?
No staying power.
Was it, you know...
Oh, you rolled the egg across the lawn with the spoon. So
Wow.
It's a derivation of an egg and spoon race.
That's a bit like blue football.
What came first, the egg or the spoon?
Spoon.
Depends who's more polite.
Hmm. Well, what you want to do with the dessert spoon thing is warming up.
Yeah, you want to
warm
that
up. Egg in your ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. Try and find it. Come on, Phil now, Ben. Phil.
So, yeah, there's that. There's parched peas.
Shut up.
All you need to do with the dessert spoon is put it in a bowl of warm water as well before you shove it up your arse.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good advice. This is the gift that keeps on giving. We're a value for value podcast.
I'm sure that was what was carved above the entrance of Plato's Academy.
I think it was.
It wasn't, you know.
Oh, was it?
It wasn't, you know, let none who are ignorant of geometry enter this place. It was that, what you said.
I wish the carrot was my penis.
That's a wrong quote. I imagined the carrot was my penis. It's imagination. Yeah, I say penis quite regularly.
Egg rolling, great. Good. Yeah. That's fun.
Egg rolling. Have you ever rolled an egg? An Avedon Park?
Only as a child. I've not been for like 20, well, more. 30, I don't think 40 years.
I think I rolled them downstairs, but I don't know if I was allowed to go rolling down the park.
No.
You never rolled in the park?
I don't think so.
Are you going tomorrow?
I don't know. It looks. If it's raining, I don't think I'll go. But if it's if it's nice, if it's pleasant, I'll go.
Be busy. I mean,
the problem is it'll be full of, you know, Preston people.
Chaz.
Chaz?
Chaz.
What's that?
Chaz, wasn't it?
Chaz. Yeah, I mean, I've been into Preston Town Centre a few times in the day.
It's bad and it's scary enough in the daytime, isn't it? I went to Bank a few weeks ago. I was like, holy shit, what has happened to this place?
It's changed, man.
It's pretty ropey, like the people wandering around. There was a guy following us. I don't think he was. Well, he actually was, but I don't think he was. You know what I mean? Because we were going to the library, and the library is, it used to be in the Harris Museum, which was lovely. Neoclassical,
yeah.
You know, what's it called? Civic building. But it's closed down, hasn't it, whilst they're renovating it. It's been closed for like 4 years or something ridiculous. And the library is in an old guild, what's it called? Guild hall,
yeah.
Which is like a 70s kind of thing, is it? 60s?
Brutalist.
Is it? I don't know, maybe. Something like that. And it's got like a shopping arcade at the bottom, and the library's in there, and it's the only thing that's open in it now, so it's quite scary. But anyway, we went in there, and there was this man kind of, when we come out of the bus station, shuffling behind us with, you know, shoes on that are too big for him, and a jacket was too big, matted hair.
I was just trying to say hello.
I know, matted with caravan wax. And we kind of got past him. And then the youngest was like staring at him going, you know, with a horrified face kind of thing. And we got past him. I thought, we're done. Got into the library. There's like a, what I would assume is a homeless gentleman, asleep in a corner in the library with a book. And then we were in there for a few minutes and the man came shuffling in after us. And like stood behind us. I thought, what is going on here?
Maybe it's after a book.
Probably. That's probably the best thing to think about. But it made me think about Home Alone. It reminded me of that man a little bit.
The shovel man.
What's his name? With the rubber boots.
No one knows. It was a question. One of Bolt Upright's quizzes was, what was the name? For 1 point, can you name the shovel man and the pigeon lady? No! No one can!
So it looked like him, but like more matted hair and a little bit more disorientated.
More unkempt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
And he wasn't dragging a shovel. He didn't have kinky...
the S&M boots on.
PVC boots on, no.
Those buckles.
Yeah, those. What were the buckles for? Why does he need buckles?
He's pirate cosplay. LARPing as a pirate. He'd shovel you in the head and then...
That's a new acronym I'm going to...
You never heard LARPing?
No.
Gosh.
Wow.
I've heard of live action role play, but I've not heard it acronymized.
Anachronized.
Acronymized.
Well, yeah, it is LARPing.
You've learned something on this podcast.
LARP.
And,
what would you LARP as? What would be your choice LARPing adventure?
And the only thing that's coming into my mind that's of that ilk is TNG.
Yeah. Star Trek's a good.
Would you be like just a red shirt away team, instant death?
Would you not want to don a dressing gown, a cheap dressing gown, and grab a towel and what? Do the whole?
Where's this going?
You
know where it's going?
No.
Right, don't panic on the back of your iPad.
Is that, think from Hitchhiker's Guide? Right, okay. No. I read some of those books, I think. I read quite a lot. I don't know if I read all of them, maybe.
Yeah.
It got a bit boring after a bit. It was kind of the same.
A bit long-winded.
Yeah.
There are 5 books in the trilogy.
Okay. Well, that sounds about right. I think I read them all. Mm. I don't know. I mean, what's like the kinkiest role play? Like
Barbarella.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, probably. What did those animal ones do? Did they? Is it
furries?
Is that,
yes. How did I forget about furries?
Do you remember? Was it you and me went to that Comic Con in Preston?
Yeah,
where they had the furries. Furries.
Furries.
People dressed as cats. I'm related to a furry.
Do you have to wear a tail butt plug?
Fursuit, no.
I think if you're taking it seriously.
You do. Well, and it has to be inserted into your...
I mean, that's the popular slander, isn't it? That it's some sort of kink.
It's a sex thing.
It's a sex thing, yeah. But it's generally young people who are getting involved in it, like teens, tweens,
ooh,
who get roped in, like, you know, someone I know who was like 12,
right,
13, getting involved in this stuff. And I was like saying... Well, I wasn't directly involved, but I was saying, you know, you need to watch out for this. This ain't good. This shouldn't be messing with this stuff. But, you know, give 11, 12-year-old girls access to social media. This is the kind of shit they get wrapped up in. Before you know it, I'll leave that story there. But it, you know.
Shit.
Well.
Covered in piss.
Yeah, bad news, man. It's like you've got to be so careful with this shit. The kids aren't ready for it. It's like, is it? Oh, there was some news from Florida. That DeSantis guy. Have you seen this week?
He's Ronald DeSantis.
Ronald DeSantis. When he's not battling Disney, because there was a lawsuit going on with Disney and some rights to the park or something.
Ah, yeah, they don't pay tax or something.
Yeah, they have some sort of
whether
tax.
Whether they're a religion or weird shit.
They have their own laws, didn't they? Have their own police.
Bylaws and shit. But it's apparently brought into law this week a social media ban for 14 years and younger.
Wow.
Yeah, cool.
But fair it's enough. Not gone through because it will be appealed, obviously. Mm. And it's whether they, like the Supreme Court, it's going to be like a test case.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, it's interesting. There's definitely the pushback is starting to happen. Yeah.
Like the pushback will only be from the tech companies. Kids
are
so resilient that after 2 weeks of not being on social media, they'll just go on to something else.
Mm. It's like Jonathan Haidt was saying, one of his experiments where they were doing interviews with tweens and kids and what, and they're all on it because the friends are on it. If they could, if they had the option to that was part of the questionnaire. They said, would you like to come off social media? No. Would you like to come off social media and all your friends come off social media? Yes. And it would make them so much happier. Mm. It's the peer pressure, not wanting to be left out, which is the hook that's getting into them, which I understand. It's like, not having a phone, if you're the only kid who doesn't have a phone. Mm-hmm. At some point, the parent has to step in and say, well, no, you're not having a phone because it's not good for you.
No.
You know, you can have one when you're 18.
Yes. My daughter never keeps hers bloody charged, so...
Mind him. He won't take it out.
No.
And we didn't have them.
No, we didn't.
Eh? We didn't have them. But we're more reluctant these days, I think, to just let our kids out without some sort of tracking device.
Yeah.
That's what's mad. It's like... Oh, my oldest is 12 now. I think at 12, we were at that age where we would just go out for a day.
We'd go into town, bikes. Yeah.
I think I was at...
Shoplifting and stuff.
Yeah, did you have a key when you were 12?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
I think we were definitely setting fire to things. Remember that.
The allure of fire. Never leaves you.
And finding like pornography in bushes.
I was going to say, yeah, woods porn.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Woods porn, I think it's probably definitely... Maybe we should keep it going.
Well, I found...
That's maybe the thing, like the next generation's relying on us to plant it.
How much do you think a jazz mag costs nowadays?
A pound?
Fuck, I bet it isn't. I bet it's
really
a shitload. I was in W.H. Smith's.
Oh, Reader's Wives?
When yesterday, W.H. Smith's yesterday.
They still sell them?
No, I wasn't looking at jazz mags. magazines in general are like £8, £9
Really?
Pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they can't be that much. We should, well, we'll find out. That's our homework for this week. We'll buy some jazz mags and leave them in some woods.
In bushes.
In a carrier bag.
Yeah, they were always in a carrier bag, which was thoughtful.
They need to be well thumbed. You'd have to keep all of them for a while.
There was some, I remember.
Got some in there, actually. Some old ones, some like vintage ones.
Crack them out.
I mean, well, I'm kind of reluctant to let them go, to be honest.
Yeah, worth a fortune.
Where did you find those?
In the woods.
Are they the ones?
The woods porn.
Are they the original ones we found in like 1995?
I think some are woods porn. I think some we got from Dodgy Dave.
Bring out the woods porn. Show it on the camera.
No.
I lent some pornography to a friend, and he soiled it.
What, with shit?
No.
With what?
With jism.
Yeah. Every single page.
Oh, my gosh. How long did they have it for? Move. A week?
A while, yeah.
A while.
But he ruined
trying to give it
back.
Single...
No, I said, where's my gear, man? I want it back. Anyway, and he kind of sheepishly gave it me.
It got burnt in a fire.
Sheepishly gave it me. I said, what the fuck's this? He spilt like tea on it.
It fell in my garden incinerator.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember I secured that pornography from, I think it was Mill Lane Park in Preston. So if you want to look it up on the internet.
Yeah, we found woods porn there.
And I hid it in my next door neighbour's bush at the bottom of his garden.
There must be woods porn everywhere. There was woods porn down the brook, down the back of here.
Yeah, Mayfields. We found woods porn in the Mayfields.
What was it all about? Is it just something that was passed down through the generations?
It's a rite of passage, I think.
It's like a dead drop from old Cold War spies, except with porn.
Maybe it was like...
It's a care package.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madness. So maybe we need to restart that.
That's what I'm saying.
But do children or teenagers hang out in the woods?
Do they even wank anymore?
No, exactly. Did he? Did he even set fire to things? I mean, we were trying to set fire to a social club, but... Like 12.
I don't think we were trying.
No.
I think it was accidental.
Well.
Don't, like, implicate us in arson on a live stream.
I was joking.
Good.
Yes.
No, you play with fire. I remember playing with aerosol cans. Flamethrower.
Yeah. Mm. Did you ever heat up? You could buy, like, Zippo flints from the shop without any questions. And you could put them in a, like a pair of pliers, hold on to one, light underneath it till it gets red hot and throw it down and it explodes. That was quite fun.
No, I never did. We didn't have pliers. I don't think we had pliers.
You just use your
we just had to use
hands.
Fingers. I mean, yeah, some of the things. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous things.
Yeah, so
getting beaten up by bigger boys.
Yeah, getting chases and stuff.
Rope swings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rope swings over roads. Like, down that rural lane around the back of here that takes you up to the rugby club.
Mm. Lightfoot Lane?
No, like Boys Lane and...
Walker Lane, Lane.
We had a rope swing that went off the steep hill over the road.
Wow.
For...
Over the Greyfriars Mansion?
It was near there, but it wasn't...
It would be good if you went over onto Greyfriars Mansion and you had the guard dog snapping at your feet. That would have made it.
That'd be ace. Release the hounds.
Yeah.
No, it was just super dangerous. We did a lot of super dangerous shit in the old... I don't know, because I'm not 13 anymore. But I don't think kids are like that these days.
Do you see, less adventurous.
Do we assume that? And it's just all a secret, like it was all a secret from our parents.
No way. No, I don't think so.
Right.
Did you ever have any contraband weapons? Like the old Black Widow catapult?
No, I had a lock knife and several pen knives.
Nice.
My best friend's dad bought me the lock knife.
I think I had a Swiss Army knife as far as hand-to-hand combat went.
I remember taking a penknife to school one day.
Wow, yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Show and tell or whatever the equivalent was.
I don't know. I feel I got caught with it. I would have been severely told off.
Little, like air guns. Did you ever have an air gun?
No. You had a catapult, an air gun.
I had a Black Widow catapult.
Yeah, where did you get a catapult from?
Catapult was bought from Entwistle Guns on the cattle market.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who bought that? You?
I used to hang around with... can I name names?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, like Robert Bolton and Chris Ashton, we used to hang around a bit.
Right.
High school. Yeah, Chris had a rifle. I had a little Gat gun. Little air rifle. Like a 0.22 or a 0.177. I had a Gat gun, which was shit. It was like spring-loaded. You had to put a pellet or a dart in the back, and then you had to kind of push the front half of the gun into the chassis, like on a bit of hard concrete or something, and it'd spring out the pellet and, you know, hopefully it doesn't go in your leg or anything. I used to shoot stuff in the garden, and deodorant cans were fun, and you light a candle next to a deodorant can, it makes a nice...
We had to improvise, really. I didn't have anything...
We didn't have any
semi-lethal
weapons.
No, it wouldn't get bought for me.
No.
No, I don't think I would have even asked.
I think the key was knowing someone with the older brothers. I think that's how he got it.
Who was into weapons. Right. My older brother was like into chemistry.
Hang on.
That would have been cool to have a catapult or something. I would have probably killed some animals, though, I think, in those years.
Yeah, I felt a bit funny. I think...
Killing that first cat.
There was a pigeon, I remember, but I didn't like it. I've told this story before.
Have you?
Yeah.
You murdered a pigeon then?
Yeah.
Did you eat it afterwards?
No.
Oh.
That's what I regret. Pure sport, blood sport.
People go fox hunting still.
Yeah, I know.
Today, you know.
Yeah.
Or herring.
Yeah, shooting rats like every day of the week if you want to.
Some big rats in my back garden.
Get a rifle. Get an air rifle.
Yeah, show the kids how it's done.
Yeah.
This is how you take care of the family, boys.
Accurate.
Yeah. Thanks. Now, there's a boy, well, I think he might be 20 now, lives down my road, and he's got an air rifle. And there's a rumour that he shot a squirrel once.
Wow.
Grey squirrels, vermin.
Vermin.
Pigeons, vermin, rats, vermin.
Vermin. Yes.
Vermin.
Look.
What?
I've upset the parrot.
Oh, I've upset Helen's parrot about with the pigeon story. Move on quick.
Yes.
Killing squirrels.
I think my animal torture probably was around snails, to be honest with you.
Gosh. I still feel bad about killing a snail. If I step on a snail, I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Sorry,
well,
mate.
Now, I've, you know, grown into an adult, there's an inquisitive child.
There was never any time that I didn't feel shit about killing anything.
Even as
a gun-toting...
pigeon murderer.
Capable-owning pigeon murderer, yeah. I felt that never happened again, and I felt very bad about it. I still feel bad to this day.
Right. Maybe there was a different...
Because I know when Judgment Day comes, it's going to be first on the list of shittery.
Errants, yeah.
So, I think maybe some of my upbringing. So my father had a vegetable plot. So
I thought you were going to say rocket launcher.
So slugs and snails were vermin for him.
Yes.
And caterpillars. So if he used to, one of my jobs was to search the cabbages.
Flame throw the cabbage patch.
To search the cabbages for, so cabbage butterflies.
Yeah.
To get those, caterpillars, slugs and snails.
Nice. The big four.
His MO for murdering snails was to get them and throw them about three gardens down.
Fucker. What a fucker. I caught my neighbour chucking snails over onto our garden.
Really?
Hey! I just...
Hey, one new snails!
I just put it in the memory bank.
Right, okay. Why are they throwing them in your garden?
Because she was a cunt. She was a twat.
Sorry, dangerous, I meant to say
dangerous
twat.
For dogs. Dogs eating snails. You get lungworm and shit.
Ah, don't... Really?
Nah.
Lung...
Why?
Why?
I think I'm pretty sure my dog can eat anything.
I mean, I'm pretty sure your dog
tin
can
cans.
Eat
tin cans. Yeah, I'm not bothered about snails.
I don't know what I was going to... Why was she throwing... Was it a woman?
I caught her and she was laughing as well. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not your card, you fucking witch.
Wow.
That's weird. You live like there's a railway line that backs onto your.
Yeah, yeah. Why garden? Not throw them that way?
Yeah,
yeah. Because you're a fucking witch.
Wow. Yeah. Is it? Was this pre or post her cat being chased by your dog?
Post.
Ah, there we go.
Well, I'm sorry. Punching I have instigator. A 7-foot fence around the whole thing. Like, if your cat wanders in our garden,
yeah, it's game over.
It's,
man.
It's your fault. I fucking paid the vet bill.
Did you?
I went round and said, I've caught your cat in my garden and the dog's boxed it. Never bit it. Never picked it up. Could have killed it. This is not Zeus, the dog before, who's a bull mastiff cross. And just batted it around, played with it until it limped over the back fence. And I went round and said, I've seen what's happened. Oh, my God. It's all in tears and that. So, well, and I paid, I think, I didn't. Did I pay the vet bill or half the vet, offered to pay half the vet bill? Whereas, you know, I could have said, tough shit. You know, it's your cat. Cats wander about where they want. If it gets caught in our garden, it's a fucking retard. It deserves to get injured, doesn't it? Maybe it'll learn.
I think you made the right choice out of those two.
Well, you know, and then I catch us chucking snails in the garden laughing. I think, well, fuck you, bastard.
Do you have a squash racket? You can...
That would have been nice. It's yeah. Return.
Service.
Yeah. 15 love.
Did you post? Is that why when you posted the turd through a letterbox then? I was wondering why I caught you doing that. Why?
Oh dear.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, kids are different these days, I think.
Well, me and kind of as a family, but mainly me and my eldest son have been watching Harry Potter.
The movies,
the heresy, yeah. So just to balance out the, he's got very much into Jesus recently.
Oh, good.
And he's very much into the Easter story. He brings it up at least 3 times a day.
And there's this Mel Gibson film that you fucking love.
I know, yeah. And he said, yeah. I really think we should go to church this weekend, you know, because he is risen.
Does he go? Oh, hang on. Right, well, the vicar at his church is based as fuck. He's like a COVID union denier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he's indoctrinating your kids.
No, I think he just likes the stories. The stories are cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Are, yeah.
To a child who's just forming some understanding of the world.
Yeah, throw your net out there, you'll catch 153 fish, man.
Yeah, bro.
Bro.
And, so just to balance that out, I thought, well, I've heard that the church doesn't like Harry Potter. Let's see if we can get him into this.
I've got a list of things the church hates.
So, got him to watch it, and we've got to the Half-Blood Prince. I'm very surprised. He actually sat through them all and asked to watch them.
Cool.
But he burst into tears. A spoiler alert, when Dumbledore gets offed by Snape. Yeah, but he's very good at faking crying. He's quite a good little actor and mimic. So, and he was there, he was trying, in the chair by himself. So he sat like, he sits in this chair in the bay. Are you crying? And my wife goes, shh, shh.
Was he really crying? Was he acting?
And then he went, and he had, and I saw it, and it was like tears coming down. He'd,
oh, right.
He got really into it. He got really, really sad when it happened.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, got him. So it's an emotional scene, to be fair.
Of course it is.
You're going to give him the choice of who's better, Dumbledore or Jesus?
Am I going to... Well, Potter. And yeah, he turns around to me, he goes, this Harry Potter, he really isn't a good actor, is he, Dad? It's a bit wooden.
Wow, aspiring film critic.
Yes. Nice. I mean, he's
how many
like,
mats did he give it?
He said, which one's your favourite? Philosopher's Stone, first one.
Nice. Really?
He's got chocolate frogs.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, he's eight, isn't he? So right, okay. It's like that's the right age for him, isn't it? All the other ones are more, they gradually get more and more adult, don't they? And less fantasy and... But I was wondering, you know, like, so I've got foundational memories of watching, do you remember Legend?
Tom Cruise. Horny guy.
The big horny guy, the devil guy is the thing that sticks in my mind.
Yeah, frightening.
That and Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
But those being terrified, being scared by those films. So I was...
I'm the king of the fairies.
There was bits in that were scary.
I'm the king of the fairies.
So do you not have any films that you watched as a child that you thought, oh, that was scary at the time and you remember it to this day?
Yeah, Exorcist.
For fuck's sake.
The Thing.
It's probably Transformers for you, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, when Optimus Prime died.
Exactly, yeah.
That fucking ruined me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I thought was pretty scary.
Oh, well, Christopher Lloyd.
The Dip.
Christopher Lloyd was the bad guy, and didn't his face melt at the end?
Yeah, there
was, you could have, what's it, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Ah, yes.
The face melting?
That's his face melt.
Tim Curry. What was Tim Curry in? That's it. You're at the bottom.
No.
You're at the bottom.
Right, I was wondering, you know, because there are some scary bits in it. Are these going to be foundational scary movie moments, memories that have been formed in his mind?
I don't think they're scary enough, really. Is it Harry Potter?
I think it's comparable to like Labyrinth or Legend, from what I can remember. You know, like the Dementors, when they suck your soul out.
Oh yeah, it's terrifying. Maybe.
And there's blood. There's mild peril.
Yeah.
In it?
There's mild peril.
Yeah. So some of them are quite dark. Everyone dies. All of his family and anyone he likes dies.
You want to try him on, once you get done with Harry Potter, try him on Percy Jackson.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that, didn't you, a while ago?
My eldest has read all the books and he's started reading them again.
Read?
Yeah, he likes to read.
Oh,
nah,
God.
Yeah.
What a creep.
So he's got like this millionaire badge at school now. You get when you read a million words.
And is that bankable?
How does he prove these read?
You do a test. So like you give them like the 10 books you've read and they'll give you a test on what's in the books.
Ah.
I think that's how they verify it.
Okay.
Tell them to pick 10 from here. They'll never.
he got really into Percy Jackson.
Right, okay.
And I'm trying to get I went to the charity shop yesterday and I got he's done another series called Magnus Quaid. Quaid. I think it's called Magnus something.
Paxson.
But it's all about Norse mythology. Right. So, but I only could get book two in the charity shop. So.
You need book one.
I know, yes. I'm going to get it on eBay. Second
well,
one,
yeah,
whatever.
He's into these comic. I was telling Amish Ben about this when we went to the cinema. He's into something called Bunny versus Monkey, and they're like comic strip books, basically.
Right.
And he's read about six in about 3 or 4
is
weeks.
He's 7. Is he 8 yet?
He's 8 now.
Just turned 8 in February.
But he's not interested in like Harry Potter reading the books. He
no, it's too early for that. It's too early for that. Yeah, yeah. I read them first, and then my eldest read them like a year ago. So when he was like 10 or 11. Right. 11, I would say. Okay. But yeah. It's getting to that age, isn't it, where they're sort of going from baby books to, you know, is that in, you can't read normal books. There's this in-betweeny thing where you can read, like, Rick Riordan and Rowley, J.K. Rowling.
Alistair Crowley.
Alistair Crowley.
J.K. Crowley.
The beast. The beast. Just drop some Eliphas Levi in there. Some Cornelius Agrippa. And he'll be right then. He'll be an occultist before you know it. I'm reading.
I'm not sure he'll be right.
I've just started reading The History of the Rosicrucians by Arthur Edward Waite. And most of the book is their own writings, the Rosicrucians' own writings that they published in the 17th century.
Wow.
Yeah, wild. I've only just started it. I've read the first two bits, and I'm just about to start The Chemical Wedding, which is the famous thing. It's alchemical. It is alchemy,
flabbergopting.
It pretty much is. Yeah, it's probably going to be dirty, isn't it? Ooh. The chemical wedding.
Nice,
gross.
It's yeah, interesting, isn't it? It's like I don't know. I never know what to pick up next. I'm sort of spoilt for choice.
Mm.
And if you've nothing to aim at, if you're not reading for a purpose, like you're studying for something, or you know, you've got something in your head that you're trying to achieve. It's like, well, what do you read next?
It's what fiction's for.
Fiction's good if it's good. Like 1984 is a great book.
Yeah,
and it's important. And it's like, it's relevant to the real world. But other fiction is candy floss. It's meaningless. So I don't know. What are you reading at the minute?
I'm still trying to finish The Biology of Belief.
Oh, Bruce Lipton.
Mm.
It's a good book, that.
Just been busy. No, it is good. It makes a lot of sense for what I do as well, you know, in terms of how your, you know, your beliefs have an influence over how you lead your life, obviously. But he's kind of linking it to biology, isn't he? And
perception.
Yeah.
It's a thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's queer. It's a queer book. I don't know. I mean,
what?
He got...
pardon?
It was a huge hit when it came out, I believe. Like, it's over 20 years ago, I think, now. And it sort of stirred things up. And, like, it was like a kickback against, you know, going back 20 years, we're in the height of the new atheists, Sam Harris, Dawkins, Hitchens, Christopher Hitchens, this sort of hyper-determinist worldview.
Mm.
And then I think it seems like over the last 20, 30 years, we've had a bit of a kickback against that with people like Lipton and Sheldrake, other sort of more open-minded is probably not the correct term for it, but people are opening up perspectives on how we think about the world and how we perceive things. It's like just the placebo effect. Mm. Explain that to me. With determinism, it's really difficult.
I think there was a lot of stuff in there. Well, I've read about 2/3 of it. It's only a short book, isn't it? But it's easy to read.
Common. It's quite hardcore. Like when he starts talking about the cell structure and how the cell works and stuff, it's not. It's written in plain language, but it seemed quite advanced microbiology to me.
Maybe for you.
Stuff I'd never heard of.
No, I know.
I've heard of like organelles and macrophages. And
I've heard of a membrane.
Membrane. Well, that was the big thing he came up with, was that sort of re...
What the membrane does.
What? Yeah, reorganize.
Rather than the nucleus.
Yeah.
No, but the one that sticks in my mind from one of the studies about the placebo effect was... Because I'd heard, you know, about the one where they took... retirement age people and put them back in time, you know, into the...
Oh, God.
And, you know, everything changed. So I'll explain that, you know, but we've talked about that before, haven't we?
Mm.
I bet even Amish Ben can remember that one.
Yeah.
So basically we took a load of people who were like in the 60s and maybe in the 70s or whatever, and they furnished a set of rooms. So it was like when they were back to, in their prime, like in the 30s and the 40s. So it's like all set in the 1950s, basically. So the music was 1950s. The TV programs were 1950s. The furniture was 1950s. And putting those people back into their environment of when they were at their best, in inverted commas, it changed how they behaved. So, like, for example, someone went in a wheelchair, came out walking with a stick. All this usual grip strength improved. Cardiovascular stuff improved. Maximum breath, all that kind of thing improved after a stay in there. I think it was like a week or two. But another one was, I think I have heard this before, but it just reminded me, was about a guy did a placebo experiment on knee replacements.
I've heard this one.
So one was, it can't have been a double blind. It was a blind for the
patient.
Patient, yeah. They didn't know what was happening. So
the surgeon definitely knew what was happening.
Yeah. So there was one, got a knee replacement. One.
Hey, everybody.
There was three.
What am I doing? Am I taking knee out or no?
There was three.
You decide.
There was three conditions. So it's like one got a knee replacement.
One got arthroscopy, didn't they? Did they get keyhole surgery?
One got it sucked out. But I don't know. And then one got nothing.
Yeah.
But in the nothing, they sedated them and he took the same amount of time and said the same things when they were unconscious. And there was no difference, basically. And I think...
in outcome.
Yeah. So people who believed they'd had a knee replacement were able to function exactly the same way and had the same pain levels. I think it was like 1% less as people who had a full knee replacement, basically.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
So how much your belief around how your knee hurts. There's loads of examples of, you know, has the impact on what you felt about it and how much pain you feel.
Well, pain is so subjective, isn't it? You know, it's like it.
Nervous.
So that's system, mad. Yeah. That's mad. What was the other... just something else popped into my head, but it's gone. Oh, there's Max. He's called Max Mosley. He's like, he was a doctor, and he does stuff on like BBC. Not Max. It's not the
F1 guy.
I think he is this. I think he's got the same name, but he's like a doctor, or he did a 1 year of a medical
degree.
He's
got a lisp. Hasn't
he? Not the Nazi sex parties.
No,
but he was Mosley, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's him.
Max Mosley.
Same name, but I don't know if he's called Max. It's something Mosley. But he did one in Blackpool with back pain. Mike Mosley. Back pain. And he gave people paracetamol, something else,
and
sugar pills.
Yeah.
Sugar pills. And said, look, this is a brand new medication for pain. You know, it's supposed to be really good. And, like, you know, obviously, but the people who had the sugar pills had the same outcomes for people who were on paracetamol and painkillers, more strong painkillers, basically.
It's wild, isn't it? It's wild.
Yeah. It's crazy. If you believe, you buy into it and stuff, and how much that...
You have to believe it. That's the key.
Yes.
It's like, you can't tell them. You can't tell someone that it's a sugar pill.
No, you have
to believe in it.
Yeah.
This is what's so... That's what's crazy.
Well, isn't there a nocebo effect?
Yeah,
that's what he talks about.
That's where you tell him it's a sugar pill and it still works.
Works the other way around.
Works the opposite way, I think, doesn't it? Does it not make it worse?
So that was a story, wasn't it? That was a slight issue in that he referenced some Discovery Channel documentaries in the book.
Ancient Aliens.
As his
Shark Week.
Evidence. But it was an interesting story nonetheless. So there was like a guy, a doctor from the 70s, interviewed as part of this. And there was a man who he misdiagnosed as having throat cancer. So this is the nocebo. So he said, you've got throat cancer, you know, you've got X amount of time to live, yada, yada, yada. died. The, I don't know, for whatever reason, they do a, what's it called? Post-mortem. Mm. And he had no cancer.
Oh, shit.
And he thinks, so you, that doctor, I assume, must have gone on to the placebo side at that point, around manner and things, you know, how he explains stuff. But he kind of held that and said, like, I've told this guy he was going to die, and somehow he ended up dying, you know. It might have just been a quinky-dink, but it's a hell of a coincidence, isn't it?
Well, that didn't happen to my mate Kev, Kev the joiner.
Yeah.
They rung him up from hospital and told him he had lung cancer.
Right.
And he sold his van and everything and said, well, I fucked it anyhow. So he's already been in remission for a different kind of cancer, like 10 years ago.
Right.
And so, like, oh, he bought a new van. I think he bought a new van because he thought, well, fuck it. I'm going to be dead in 12 months. And then they rung him back up, like, 3 weeks later and said, sorry, we made a terrible mistake. Wow. You don't have cancer.
Wow.
So, oh, great. Yeah. Thanks.
I got this stupid van. Was it a pimped tranny?
It was the other way around. He'd ordered a van and then he cancelled it. Because right. the hospital told him that he had cancer.
And then he lost
his deposit.
Ah.
Oh. And he's fit. He's like healthy. Like, he's had cancer before, but he's a runner.
Right.
He's a runner. I'm a runner. You know, I run like half marathons every week.
Every week?
Yeah, every week. He goes out every weekend, does like 10, 15 Ks, 20 Ks, whatever.
Run thing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Louise. Yeah.
It's good. That's what proper people do, I think.
Yeah. That's an interesting, but that the idea of, you know, changing your perception of things and then the knock-on effect on your biology. So, that, you know, the big thing, I suppose, he talks about is the effect of is the HPA system. So, like, what's that thing you take when you have hay fever?
Antihistamine.
Yeah, so the histamine in something or other. What's HPA stand for, Ben?
I don't know.
So, anyway, something like that. And so, but anyway, when you have lots of stress, cortisol dampens your immune system, I think, from memory, because when you're stressed, your brain or your body can't tell the difference between an immediate effect and one you're thinking about, basically. That makes sense.
Mm.
That you're worried about. So if you're constantly stressed out and worried, what that does is it diminishes the ability of your immune system to perhaps target and destroy, you know, cancerous cells and things like that, potentially. So that's the theory behind it. Mm. And Gabor Mate talks about that as well. That's like kind of his idea as well, you know, what he's kind of come to. But yeah, it's just an interesting idea, you know, around maybe having some positive beliefs about things.
Yeah, positive mental attitude.
Yeah,
it's a physical effect.
To have sometimes.
It is interesting.
Yeah,
and I suppose it works in the reverse way. So, like, if you are someone who does park runs all the time or whatever, or does at least does some exercise, there is a. I used to when I did exercise, you get a mental lift from that as well. I think it works in the opposite direction. It has a mood enhancing benefit, certainly.
So the idea is, isn't it, that, you know, there's endorphins, there's dopamine that are released. You probably get serotonin as well, I think, you know, if it's towards like a long-term goal. But when it comes into the belief thing, you go from being, you know, I'm an unhealthy person to, oh, I'm a person that runs now.
Yeah.
And how that changes your perception of how you interact with the world, basically. Is probably a positive thing, I would say.
Mm. Yeah, ultimately. Definitely.
Have you heard this thing about... Sorry, heard this thing about doing 100 press-ups a day? I've seen adverts about...
No?
This 100 press-ups a day thing.
Challenge for a month.
For old people.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know who's sponsored it, whether it's like some government, like a charity or a government agency.
Can I do 20 reps of 5?
I would hope so. I couldn't do 100. Nowhere near. No, you'd have to do it over, you know, do some in the morning, some at dinner time, some in the evening, I guess.
Mm.
But it's one of those things. It's like, I think it builds everything, doesn't it? It's not just working your arms, it's shoulders, your back, Your legs, your arse, everything.
Your core.
Your my core, yeah.
My arse.
Definitely glutes.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Works your glutes.
I have to go back to do my press ups in the day then.
I think you do, yeah. You don't need gyms. You don't need running machines. Like you can use your body. Your body is a gym. My body's a temple. But your body is also a gym. Like squats and push ups and sit ups is probably all you need.
Yeah,
to
body,
get like a
body
basic
weight.
Basic fitness. Level of fitness.
You tell you we bought a pull up bar.
Right.
To do body weight.
Did
stuff.
It pull the architrave off?
No, it's like it's a, we have one of those that goes onto the door. Onto
yeah,
the architrave.
No,
but this one's a frame. Like it's like freestanding.
Gosh.
But my wife has put a yoga silk to do so she can do her aerial yoga.
Ribbon
aerial aerial yoga.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, she will
T2.
Be. She did some stuff, like some upside down stuff the day to show me.
Oh, man.
Wow. What
I
do you
turned
think?
On with you.
Not very. I thought it would be more.
What colour was the silk?
It's like a dark green.
Oh, no.
Red. I thought it would be. I thought, oh, what's this? Like a sex swing? No. It's a yoga silk. It's
aerial yoga.
Yeah.
Paraphernalia.
She goes once a week, but now she knows all the moves now, so she can do it at home.
Is that the thing where you climb up to the top and you like kind of roll down it and then stop towards the bottom?
That's like...
I've seen that in circuses.
Yeah, that's kind of from a circus.
Cirque du Soleil.
What are they called, those ones? Acrobats, is it called? Maybe?
Yeah.
Not like that. No, it's like a hammock, a small hammock, but you wrap yourself in it in different ways and then you can do all the poses, but in the air. And then she also like holds herself literally, you know, like in the 80s films where you had those boots and it was, do you remember? And you locked yourself in and then you turned upside down.
It's a tilt table sort of thing.
Yeah. It's like, but kind of like, so she wraps her legs in it somehow and then she can go upside down in the
frame.
In the garden.
And it's definitely not to be used for sexual.
No.
That sounds dangerous.
It's fine.
Is it?
It's fine, yeah. She knows what she's doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a green belt.
She's a...
Maybe that's what...
She's a yogi.
Maybe that's why it's green. She has to, like, get the next dan.
Maybe.
To have a purple belt.
Maybe.
Purple silk.
Yeah.
So in the class, has everyone got their own frame, or is it... Do you take it in turns on the big,
I think
on the big string?
I think they've got... It's like... It's in that... what were they called? Emos at college. And it was like a cafe place, but you were allowed to... Like, they turned a blind eye if you may have smoked marijuana.
Oh. Yeah.
What was it called? It's in that building, basically.
Not Beat Street.
Beat
Street.
Zoo.
Zoo.
Wait, this is Zoo. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So is there not like beams in the... Top. If it was, oof, it in the top?
Can't remember. Yeah, it was up some stairs.
Right. So yeah, apparently it's up and there's like beams and there's like a hook or, you know, eyes in the beams and you hook in.
Right, okay.
But yeah, you take your own. So, yeah, I don't know. So she takes a mat with her.
Yeah.
Not me.
A thick mat.
She takes a different mat.
Like a crash mat or a yoga mat.
A yoga mat.
Not right. Matthew Iscariot.
Yeah, no. Not escargot.
It's not going to be protective if she falls off.
No. Yeah, so I don't understand. So unless they do some stuff on the floor as well, I don't know. She never mentioned that. But unfortunately, sometimes there are women there who fart.
That's terrible. Oh.
Mid-swing.
Yeah.
I've heard yoga farting is a thing.
Yeah.
It's probably natural, no?
Yeah, when you're contorting yourself.
Better out than in.
Yeah. So yeah, but she enjoys it. It's like something that she's kept doing. I think she's done it for a couple, maybe just over a year now.
Wow, good stuff.
Yeah,
I one at bands I was in, we had a practice room at Oyster Mill.
Wow.
And they had we were in the practice room and there were these massive galvanized hooks in the ceiling, and I asked the guy who we were renting it off, he was a photographer, he goes, oh, don't worry about that, that's just when I when we photograph the orgies, the sex parties and stuff. So he was into like BDSM photography and stuff. So they would have like these women hanging off these hooks and getting framed.
That was a knowing laugh and smile from Ben.
Like meat hooks.
Yeah. Well, it was more like an eyelet, like a big galvanized, right, like yeah. 4-inch wide, you know, circle. And then they would lash their chains or whatever through the hooks and to tie people up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What happened to him?
Did you ever get double booked?
No, fortunately not. No. No.
Right, okay.
No sex stories, sex party stories, I'm afraid.
It's right. Male sex parties.
No.
Right, okay. Interesting story, though.
Oh. Monday tomorrow.
Monday.
It felt weird on Friday. Friday felt like a Saturday to me.
Yeah.
It's weird. Having a bank holiday on a Friday is just weird. It's the only one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the only one in the year. It just feels like a Saturday. Took the boys to Lidl because I said, right, we're going to have to go to Lidl.
You have to do something.
We'll just have to get a honey loaf or something. Just go and get a honey loaf, otherwise it won't feel right.
Yeah.
We just went to the park yesterday. I went to a charity bookshop yesterday. Mm. Well, we did a Lidl, big shop at Lidl yesterday morning, and then we went to the charity bookshop to drop a load of annuals off.
Mm.
I picked up a couple. I'll tell you what I got.
Oh, God. Is this going rogue?
I only got a couple, actually. I've got two. I've read that one. I got a Neil Ferguson. You've heard of him. Historian. Commentator. Yeah. The Square and the Tower.
Not the COVID sex guy.
No.
No, not Professor Poindexter, Pineal fuckery. And Giles Milton. How One Man's Courage Changed the Course of History. Something to do with nutmeg. Nathaniel's nutmeg. But I read a really interesting Giles Milton book. Here it is. I think it was last year I read this Giles Milton book, White Gold. It's about the slave trade in North Africa, the Muslim slave trade.
All right.
When they were picking people up off Cornwall and whatnot and selling them into slavery.
Wow. Yeah.
In the Near East.
Interesting.
It is a rarely told story. Because people think of slavery and think of the transatlantic slave trade automatically. But slave trade is ubiquitous throughout humanity.
Yeah.
Regardless of colour, creed. They didn't give a shit what colour you were. Have you got a strong back? Is all they're interested in. That's what your worth is. But, that's a really good, interesting book. It felt like one kid, like a 10-year-old, and he went on his maiden voyage with his uncle, and he got fucking caught by the corsairs, by the Barbary pirates, and then sold into slavery to the Sultan. In North Africa. It's a really good story. So I thought, I recognise the name, Giles Milton, so I picked his Nutmeg book up. I'll probably never read it, never get round to it. I've so much shit to get to.
Do you reckon you'll ever get through it?
No, I don't think so. Well, if I average about maybe 25 or 30 a year, and there's 400 in here.
I know.
But to be fair, I've read probably 200, 250 of them. No, 200, say 200. So the thing is, like, I'll go to that bookshop every month, once a month, and like that's a thin seam. If I only come away with two books, I usually pick up four or five.
Yeah,
which is 3 months worth of books, 5 books. You know. Yeah. So
you're buying it 4 times your read rate.
It's not the point. It's like I like reading, so I'd rather have more choice than. None, no choice.
Mm.
You know, don't want to see books getting burned. Don't see choice reduced.
Don't want them burned in a garden incinerator.
Definitely not. No.
Pulped in the garden pulper.
I know, yeah.
Beautiful. Is that the one I had before? Oh, Helen, our lady Helen in the Discord, she sent me this one.
Ugh.
That I just finished the other day. Imagined Communities.
Right.
And it's like the... It's a history of nationalism. Where does nationalism come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the nation state come from?
Where does it come from?
Well, it's a relatively modern conception, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it what? Well, yeah, it's 300 years old at the most. Less.
Really?
Yeah, there was no nation. Is that
older than America?
Well, you could say that America was the
first nation.
Primo exemplar. Yeah, it's really hard to read. There's paragraphs, there's quotes in French and Spanish, which aren't translated.
Holy shit. Sacre bleu.
Mon ami. Mon Dieu.
What did you do? Use Google Translate?
No, I just ignored them. There wasn't many.
These aren't important.
There wasn't many, but if you go to like the front page or the back page, it's some sort of university press. So it's like a professor.
Right.
Who's written this book, paid by the university. It's one of them deals, you know.
Sparkling, readable, densely packed.
Sparkling.
Peter Worsley, The Guardian.
Ooh. Yeah. I think it came out in 83 originally.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's a lot of focus on Southeast Asia and the colonial experience there, which I'm not versed in at all, so a lot of it went over my head. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, but I felt kind of inadequate reading it. You know, you get the feeling when you're reading a book that there is so much assumed knowledge. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes, you know, references just go over your head. Constantly.
Yeah, Worsley.
Worsley?
Don't know. That was just on the back. The Guardian guy. From 1983, I imagine that is readable, densely packed.
Readable.
Yeah.
That's what you want from a book.
Readable. Words.
It contains words.
What are you up to on The World at War?
I've not watched it for a while. I don't think I've moved on since. I only would watch that if I have some TV time that's just for me.
Yeah, I don't get any.
So I don't really have that. No. We do watch stuff together, but if I was to put something on like that, probably what would happen is I would have to listen to short form video clips being played next to me.
Over the top of it, and then you can't concentrate.
Yeah, I find it irritating.
Thing is, my missus does that when she's watching something she wants to watch.
Well, she does put it on mute if we're watching something together, so that's why... That's why I would always opt to watch something together.
Oh, wow. My God. What is it with these short... Like, it's just got the hooks in my missus, totally.
It's the dopamine, isn't it? We know what it is. It's just so much... We're so saturated in it now. It's so easy to get. And that's what we do. It's the dopamine, isn't it? The feel-good.
You don't do it.
Sometimes I get drawn into it, but I deliberately try to put my phone and my watch up. So like when the kids are in bed or from about tea time, I'll deliberately put it somewhere or leave it in my coat pocket, and I don't know, you know, so I can't get it. I have to go and find it in order to do something on it rather than it just being there. So like if I have my phone next to me on the sofa and I'm trying to watch television, I will mindlessly go to it and pick it up. So I throw it across the room, basically, and onto the chair across the room, so I can't get it.
I wonder if blokes are more attracted to long-form things, like long-form YouTube videos, like half an hour videos.
I don't watch long. So 8 minutes is probably the critical drinker is... I have watched longer stuff on YouTube, but not all the time. I don't really watch... stuff on. No. I do watch some, not lots of stuff on YouTube.
But that's a totally different... See, YouTube only recently, in the last 2 years, came up with YouTube Shorts, which is the copycat of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook Reels.
Yeah.
Which is what seems to attract the ladies. Just the flicking up dogs.
I think it attracts everybody. I think you can get sucked into it.
Right, okay.
I think you can. Yeah. I can lose half an hour, 20 minutes in... YouTube Shorts, if I'm that way out, if I'm not. It depends how I feel, I think, as well. So I'm quite stressed. Is getting that dopamine from that and zoning out to it, it does have an impact.
Cathartic.
Maybe, yeah. I think it just calms you down, doesn't it? But if you've had a shit day or whatever...
Just shit.
Yeah, if you just had a shit.
If you're having a shit. That's when you want to watch them.
I take my, this is my problem though. I take my phone, I read about football when I'm having a poo.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
And maybe, you know,
we will be there.
Sometimes I can't pass.
Do you not have like a specific book or two in the lavatory?
I have done that, but in the past. But no, yeah, my go to is the phone.
Oh,
it's supposed to help me relax.
What about the germs?
I mean, my youngest son fell in a pile of bird shit today.
A human-sized pile of bird shit.
Yeah. So, and then I had to deal with that. So. Bird person had shat.
Yeah. Hawkman.
Yeah. So you know they're just filthy all the time, and also, you know, just yeah. What was? I'm sure one of them had poo on them. I think it was the younger one had poo on him.
Well, yeah, but it's just to the kids.
Yeah. So I just had to, you know, aside from the bird poo incident, he was devastated. I shouldn't have told him. I said, oh, have you got bird poo? And, oh, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought, what have I said? So we had to walk for like 20 minutes with his, he had his hand out like this. Sulking because he's got bird shit on his, hand.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Wipe it off on the grass.
Unclean! Yeah. I am a leper!
Like that. I said, look, there's some grass there. Wipe it. It's still there. It's still yellow.
It'll be right. Be right till you get home. Fucking hell.
So, yeah. So we washed our hands before we went in the restaurant. We got to the restaurant.
Oh.
And he had his stuff. Yeah. So that was nice. That was a nice little jaunt. Yeah, for him. I don't know what we were talking about then.
Bird shit.
I don't know how you got onto bird poo.
YouTube reels.
James, yeah, toilet phone.
Well, they have employed psychologists and trial and error, and they've boiled it down to this being the most addictive form of social media, these short, instant, until something catches your eye.
It's just nonsense, unless it's like one of them industrial presses crushing something.
I've seen the one with the Nokia 3210.
Does it start smoking and shit? Or does it break the press?
The industrial press comes down on the Nokia 3210 and it's crunk, crunk, it's going down, 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 down. And it calls the camera two and it's Hiroshima.
No.
It's a good video.
Good one.
Yeah, the world was better before social media and smartphones. I'll stand by that. It was better. It's done nothing.
Good for pub quizzes.
Yeah, it's done nothing to improve ruining our lives.
Ruining.
It's made everything worse. The political sphere, Twitter. Twitter is just a fucking cesspit. People treat that like it's real. Like this is what people think. More importantly, politicians do.
Yeah.
Politicians put weight into Twitter polls and this bot-controlled nonsense, man. How many retweets? How many likes am I going to get? It's not real life, Grant Shapps. Fucking stay off it. You shouldn't even be on it. You should be too busy to be worried about tweeting, you fucking moron. But, you know, people just spend, you know, a certain percentage. A lot of journalists. I was going to say something else.
Libtards.
A lot of libjo journalists. A lot of media people think that it's really important what's on Twitter. No one in the real world gives a fuck.
I mean, yeah.
But it drives the conversation. It drives the news because all the media fuckers are on Twitter.
I know, yeah. I don't think I've ever really paid much attention to Twitter.
It's the arsehole of humanity.
The other week.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, it's probably the computer dying. Don't worry about it.
Is the TV going to turn off?
No, it's fine. But yeah, it's like social media is, as far as I'm concerned, we were better off before it.
I am inclined to agree with that statement.
Can you make a steel man it? Can you make a positive argument for social media?
I can't. That's why I'm agreeing with you.
It's hard. It's hard to come up with. Oh, well, it's made it good to, it's, you know, it's good for advertisers. It's good for selling products. Good for the economy. Ugh. You know.
Yeah. We're just not equipped to deal with it, are we? That's the thing. You're not equipped to deal with that many people. and their opinions and, you know, whether they like you or not, basically.
I think that's where it has a big impact on kids and, like, adolescents.
Mm.
It's like, you know, when you're adult, when you're an adult, hopefully you get to a point where you don't give a fuck when anyone cares about you. But when you're an adolescent, that's the most important thing. Mm. Everyone wants to be the popular kid, don't they? No one wants to be singled out. Mm. No one wants to be unpopular.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult. That's what, you know, social media doesn't help in that regard. Once you get past that, once you're an adult and you don't care anymore, it doesn't matter. You don't have to pay attention to it anymore.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't really know what it offers beyond communication. But you could do that with a phone, couldn't you, or Skype?
Do you think people have the same argument about teletext?
Well, this is the thing. I was thinking that before. Are you going to just end up being a Luddite? Yeah. Get rid of the internet. Get rid of TV. Get rid of phones.
I don't need to know what the weather's like. I can look out of the window, cast the runes.
You know, I would say no. There's a distinct argument to be made against social media.
Against?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to think what it is. It could you perhaps, if you're so inclined, could you form a community that you might not be able to form without social media, maybe.
Like an element server.
Yeah. Is that social media?
It depends how you define it as well, doesn't it? How do you define social media?
Yeah. But I suppose even within sort of like, if it was Facebook, for example, maybe there's an argument to say like you could find people with certain interests that you wouldn't find, you know, even in your family or your friendship group. Perhaps that.
You used to be able to do that on the internet, but the internet has shrunk.
Mm.
So you used to be able to, you know, you'd be into some wacky video game, and you used to be able to, through search, find an online community that was into that video game, and you could become friends online. But you can't do that anymore, because when you search for something online, you just get fed the first few hundred results that Google wants to give you.
Mm.
You're not going to find Bob's blog about Starfield 8.
Right.
Okay. You're never going to get it, which you would have done 20 years ago.
That's a shame, isn't it? Starfield 8 was a good game.
It's a shrinking internet theory. I've demonstrated it on this podcast live before.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah. You only get 400 search results. Whatever search you put in, you get 400. Mm. And if you put in climate change, you'll get the UN, United, you know, UNICEF, the WEF. All the usual suspects. You won't find Crazy Joe's climate blog, which might have some alternative hypothesis. You're never going to get it.
What if you put in...
You're not going to find it by accident. That's
why don't you
point.
Put climate change denying then?
Then you get a lot of articles. The Guardian, UNICEF, this is what climate change denial is. You're not going to find Crazy Bob's climate change denial blog. That's the point. It's not free and open. Because it's all
it's
about
not,
money.
Not for open.
No.
Nice. Coin that.
Coin it. Yeah.
But that's assuming that you use search, if you use Google search. And this is the
Does hope. Nobody use Bing?
That's the hope. Well, Bing's like robbing Peter to pay Paul, isn't it? Like
Am I us? The only one? Yeah. Using Alta Vista.
Well, you need to be using Brave, something like that. Brave browser.
Brave browser.
A browser that doesn't...
Firefox?
Throttle your results.
Is Firefox still around?
Yeah.
Net Navigator.
Netscape Navigator.
Netscape was it called? Yeah. Remember Netscape?
Netscape.
That's what you do. That's where you've got your bulb patch, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Scrape?
It's a nut scraper.
It is, isn't it? It's where you
Serial
use it.
Serial nut scraper.
It's where the friction is.
It's just where I'm rolling my eggs.
On the base of your scrotum.
Yeah. It's weird. Oh, we should take a closer look.
Has anyone seen the trailer for the new Alien movie? Alien Vulcan? No.
Is it a Star Trek?
It's a crossover. It's a crossover.
Has it got that babe in from the first Enterprise?
To Star Paul. Trek. To yeah. Paul?
Is there like a steamy shower scene where you get to see side boob?
Jolene Blaylock.
Jolene. Yeah.
Was that the first episode?
Jolene. Second episode, I think.
All right, so I watched like the first two episodes.
I'm hooked.
Exactly. So I saw that. I think we're definitely going to get some, like, you know, incremental, you know, maybe just a buttock.
Yeah. On BBC Two at 6 p.m.
It was Channel 4 actually at 6.
Oh my God, you had to put up with adverts.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
As it was intended.
Oh, yeah, that's 45 minute episodes. Yeah.
42 minutes on BBC Two or whatever it was. And yeah, never happened again, ever. With the nakedness.
Well, no, obviously. That was risque enough for BBC Two.
It's a shame. We have, Sam, seen the new Civil War trailer.
It looks interesting, doesn't it?
It does look very interesting, yeah.
What Civil War? Which one?
The new one in America.
The new Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's happening this year?
Next year.
There's a film.
The election.
It's the guy, what's he called? Oh, he's an author and he did Ex Machina?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
J.K. Crowley.
Alistair Crowley.
Oh, I can't remember his name. He's
does Ex Machina.
Oh.
He's doing a movie about...
Alex Garland.
Garfield.
Alex Garland is his name.
He's doing a movie about a civil war that's happening next year after the election.
In America.
What's going to happen?
I think... California and Texas break away from the USA.
Is this not old? Did this not come out like 6 months ago?
No, he's had a lot of press.
Right, leading the lead up.
So I imagine it'll be a left-leaning portrayal, if I had to guess.
Well, it's coming out of Hollywood, isn't it? So
yeah. But it looks interesting nonetheless. It's got Pablo Escobar in it.
The actor from Narcos.
Yeah.
He's in it. Okay.
Yeah, he's a reporter. And what was her name from the first Spider-Man trilogy films? She had big norks. She did upside down kiss.
Blonde?
Oh, I don't know.
She in Interview with a Vampire?
Yes,
she
was as a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Her, she's in it as well. She's the lead.
Okay.
And Jesse Plemons.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you probably remember him from Breaking Bad.
Oh, right.
Not Jesse.
Right.
He played...
The Nazi guy.
Yeah. It was like a younger part of the meth lab, wasn't he? When they kind of did some kind of deal and he captured them, didn't he, or something?
Okay.
Captured Jesse.
So what, you've seen the trailer of the film?
Just the trailer when we went to watch Dune.
Right.
Dune.
What were your impressions of the trailer?
Thought that looked good.
It looked fine.
Planes.
Yeah, there was no hint to storyline other than there's been a civil war. Texas and California have broken away from the other states. That was the thing, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, it was. It was an interesting premise. One of those ones where it's... that's a bit soon and that's a bit close to the what might happen if all this shit kicks off kind of feeling. Plus it won't.
I mean we saw this first hand with Paul last week. Paul Shatkins, you know, he's talking about the trauma that they had in 2016.
Yes.
It's like, whoa, yeah. This is like Trump derangement syndrome, isn't it? It was an election. And people just like their brains got fried. Have we elected this monster rapist orange man? You know how?
Do we not have Liz Truss trauma?
Well, no. If you've got a brain in fucking head,
ours is different though, isn't it? Ours are like, I suppose you could call Trump a buffoon, couldn't you?
Definitely call him a buffoon.
Yeah, I suppose that's what he should be called, really, isn't it? And that's we've got a different mentality around it. Like,
no, but people think he's a Nazi. He's a dictator. Paul's like, he's a dictator. He's a fascist. He called him a fascist.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, you know, our regime is going to dip into fascism.
Oh,
after the election,
right? Okay.
I was like, do I want to bring up Mussolini's definition of fascism now, Paul? No, I'll leave it.
I don't think he's a fascist as far as I can
No,
tell.
But you're not living there.
Right.
Okay. You're not getting fed this diet. Their media is so much more polarised than ours, the left and right wing.
Mm.
And the way they talk about their candidates is so much different than over here.
Do we have any right wing? Is it like GB News? And what's that thing that... What's his name does?
Spectator, Daily Mail.
No, yeah, I mean TV. Oh,
Piers fucking arsehole.
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
Talk TV.
Is that what that is?
I mean, who watches that? You need your head looking at if you're watching
that
shit.
That comes up on YouTube Shorts a lot, his interviews. Chris Williamson was on it, actually.
Good, right, okay. That's his card mark.
Good.
I'm not surprised. You know, Gary was on it, Nerdrotic.
Yes, I saw that.
And Drinker was on it.
It's previous like, guests.
I felt like saying, what are you... That guy's a piece of shit. Morgan is a cunt.
He is. A
He shouldn't be on the TV.
No.
That phone hacking shit.
Yeah, he should be.
Allegedly.
Millie Dowler.
Yeah, but he's never been found.
I don't care.
Oh,
he's just a fucking cunt. Well, okay. He shouldn't be on the TV.
Are you not going to libel yourself then? I don't think you've libeled
yourself.
Do I
have to? Can I not?
Well, you can do. I think he's quite...
Can I not call him a cunt? That's not libel, is it?
No.
Because he obviously is one.
He is litigious, isn't he?
In my opinion.
For the hacking thing.
He's not going to watch this, is he?
He might do. But that might get our...
The point is that he's an unsavoury character.
He shouldn't
be wasting any of your brain space.
He appears.
Listening to that vacuous, pimping shithouse.
Yeah.
You know, get it out of your head. So I was disappointed to see people.
I think
on
it's
there.
More maybe they want to use his platform.
Well, you know, I kind of can understand that, but Gary's got a million subs on YouTube, probably more than Piers has.
It's an echo chamber as well, isn't it? The Piers Morgan bubble.
That's why it's become more polarized like it is over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They do become self repeating. Yeah. What did Nigel call them? Repeater stations.
Beep, beep, beep.
You'd be a repeater station for the message.
Mm.
It's no good. I can't stand that Piers Morgan. Get in the sea. I don't understand why people watch it.
I don't think many people watch it, do they?
I would hope not. But I guess some people do. Otherwise, how has he still got a platform? You know, after everything he's allegedly done.
I don't know.
Because he knows where all the skeletons are, doesn't he? Being the editor of the Mirror.
Well, yeah, if you're going to get conspiratorial about it.
Or the Sun.
He was editor at the Mirror, wasn't he?
Right.
Before it got wrapped up. It didn't get wrapped up, did it?
Was it not involved?
News at World.
That was the one, wasn't it?
News at World, I think.
And I think he worked for the Mirror, didn't he?
Fucking worked for them all.
Right.
Okay. It's a fucking merry-go-round of shithouses.
Yeah.
Fuck the lot of them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I guess, is it Murdoch who runs Talk TV, who owns it?
I think he might do.
Yeah, it's that Times Radio, one of them. It's a Times Radio, isn't it?
I don't know. He owns the Times, doesn't he? He owns the Times as well.
Does he?
Murdoch does, yeah, I think.
The Times of London?
Yeah.
Our Times. Mm-hmm. Right. Not the New York Times.
No, he owns the New York Post. New York Times is left, more left, isn't it? He owns the New York Post.
Right.
Which is like the Sun, isn't it, I guess?
Yes. Yeah, it's more tabloidy, New York Post.
Who owns the National Enquirer?
You know who owns the Washington Post?
Bezos, isn't it?
Bezos, yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to be the next media mogul.
He bought it out of administration, didn't he? I think it was going to go bust.
I think he bought it out of sympathy.
I think so, yeah. He wanted to keep something going in order to, you know. I suppose that's the other thing. When you step back from it, with him running Amazon, you know, you could argue that he bought it in order to generate preferable press, which then would have an impact on government legislation, potentially.
Why else would you buy it?
Yeah. And I think it was like $300 million basically you paid for it, which is, you know.
Essentially for the brand.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been turning over. It wouldn't have been making a profit, I don't think.
No.
But he bought the brand for that.
He doesn't run Amazon anymore, does he?
Step back, can he?
He's like a chair or something. I don't know. Somebody else runs it day to day.
He's more into space. Interested in cock rockets.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you seen his new wife?
No.
His new wife or new partner?
What's he called?
No.
I can't remember. I think she was a girl. News reporter, yeah.
For the Washington Post?
No, I don't think so. But, yeah. I don't know. I just find it all a bit weird.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yes, it's incestuous.
Mm.
It's like it's a different level. The way the people operate up there is totally different from us down in the real world. It's a different network. This is why I'm interested in that Neil Ferguson book. It's all about networks.
Right.
And he goes back to like the Illuminati. He's a historian. And he, like, he's investigating, what's all this Illuminati talk about? Mm. And then he talks about the Rothschilds. And I guess he'll talk about JP Morgan as well. The networks. Same as the WEF is. It's a network. It's where all these shit houses go. To Davos. There's a chapter called Davos Man. We know what it's about. People who go somewhere to suck people off, gain influence, and hopefully influence policy, get a pat on the back, a nice directorship for 20 grand a year, and fuck everyone else. It's like...
social network.
Well, they're just wastes of spaces, though, aren't they? They don't produce anything. They don't contribute anything to humanity. They're useless.
Useless eaters.
That's what's ironic. They call us the useless eaters, the people who keep the trains running, who keep the power on, who keep your fucking... water running out the taps. We're the useless eaters, but these guys who swan off to Davos for a bit of skiing and a bit of nose, you know, brown nosing.
Some hookers.
Yeah. Oh, that story comes out every year, doesn't it? Davos, where the price of hookers goes up, is it 3 or 4-fold? Because all these scumbags are turning up in the private jets.
Yeah.
No, it's a wank stain of a world. It's like you have to separate yourself from it.
That's a callback, isn't it, to that porn?
It is, yeah. Yeah, Woods porn.
It is.
Yeah, it's a mess.
So, Phil.
It doesn't have to be.
You teased me earlier. And you said that your uncle had been doing your family tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it appears that... you're from a line of liars.
An imposter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true, though. He's been doing it for about a year, I think.
Where's he got back to?
1600s.
Wow. Who are you related to?
There's various different sort of stems.
Right.
On the tree. But he went down the paternal...
Branches.
Sorry.
Branches.
Yeah, that's probably the correct term.
The family flower.
Oh,
but he found someone in the, I think it was the late 17th century or early 18th century, call it 1700, 1710, who was in the Royal Navy.
Ooh.
Irish.
In the Royal Navy?
Yeah.
And Irish?
Well, take anyone they get if they're a good sailor.
Yeah.
And it turns out he landed in New York. I don't know where they were going to send him next, but he said, no, fuck this. So he went north, crossed the border into Canada, found the Lancashire Regiment were based there.
Obviously.
So he went and signed up at Lancashire Regiment. It was called Bishop. James Bishop.
From Alien? Is this an alien? Is this the alien Lincoln that you teased?
Yeah. So my great-great-great-granddad... bailed out the Royal Navy in New York, marched north into Canada over the border, found Her Majesty's Lancashire Regiment there, and said, yeah, can I sign up for you? What's your name? Smith. And that's what it's been ever since.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Changed his name like that.
From Bishop to Smith.
Yeah.
Bishop. Wow. So are you going to change your name back then?
Maybe I will.
Mm.
To be true.
Yes.
It's just a name. I might change it to
Bolt. Add
it
on the end, have a hyphen, double barrel,
yeah.
Smith Bishop.
Bishop Smith.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of double barrel names, to be fair. I don't know why. Is that a personal grudge or a
classist?
What's
the opposite of snobbery?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a working class.
A chip on your shoulder?
Yes. Maybe.
Do you want to be more working class than you actually are?
Yeah.
That's a big thing at the moment, I think.
Is it?
I say at the moment.
Why would you want to be working class?
Ah, because then you become the salt of the earth and it's all that we're all in it together kind of vibe. For the record, I wouldn't want to be more working class.
I don't like Marx's conception of the class system.
I'm a Marxist.
Well, it's a continuum. It's nonsense. Like these guys, they want to put you in boxes. You're working class, you're middle class.
Wooden boxes.
Aristocracy. People can start in one class, make a bad decision and end up, working. Or the opposite way around, you know. And who decides where these lines are? Where's the line between working class and middle class in the UK in 2024? Anyone?
Don't know. Someone will have drawn it. Some statistician.
Some no, Mark. Where's he pulled it from? Who are you to say who's working class and who's middle class?
What?
It's like,
what's the definition? I mean, if you've got a job, you're working. So a lot of people are working.
What does middle mean then?
Unemployed? I don't know.
I'm middling. No, it's not. I'm medium height. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Weird, ways of making you think about other people in a different way. It's divide and conquer. It's the same old trick.
I want to be
these people have
class.
Something you don't.
Merchant class.
Yes.
I'd like to be galaxy class. Constitution class.
Mercantile.
You know, the thing is, people take pride. That's the issue. So people have pride in being working class or upper class. That's the thing. What's the first deadly sin?
I've been
gluttony.
Aspirationally middle class.
Aspiration to be middle class, to be greater than middle class.
Are you going to get a badge or something when you get there?
Will
it mean anything?
Yeah.
Will it mean anything in 50 years?
Maybe.
No. Not a job. No one will give a shit. It's meaningless. It's a label. It's nonsense.
I'd like to survive on passive income. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that middle class?
We've just said the class system is bullshit.
Ben,
it's nonsense.
Keep up.
Anyone can have a passive income. You don't have to be a member of the aristocracy. You have working. Oh, putting the name in there, but people who grew up on council estates and have a YouTube channel that creates passive income. You don't have to be middle class or upper class to have a passive income on YouTube.
What if you're like an OnlyFans millionaire?
Still working, aren't you? Because you're creating the content.
Right, so
you create it once and sell it lots of times, like a book, like write a book.
So you technically, what you're saying is you want to be like landed gentry, essentially. So, but for the modern times, which is a passive income through like Amazon.
VR.
What's that Amazon thing that I got really excited about and never did? Where you just like, you look for stuff to sell on Amazon.
Drop shipping.
Oh, dropshipping.
I don't know, something like that.
For 20 years.
There's that one. So you could do that, maybe. That would be passive.
Still working, though. That's
no, because you wouldn't be doing the work, would you? So the landed gentry would have people working for them.
For them, yeah.
And they would not be doing any work. They would just get the money.
You'd have a virtual assistant in Pyongyang.
Exactly, yeah. Work. In North Korea.
Running your drop shipping company.
Right, okay.
On Amazon.
I don't know. I'd have some kind of. Made me feel a bit uneasy having a North Korean person running.
I bet they work really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Value for money.
Probably, yeah. I could just get one from Delhi.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
That'd be fine.
Colonia Starsol.
Yes. keep it real, something like that, you know. And then maybe then, what is it called when it is it called a land agent that manages the land?
Farmer?
No, there's a person.
A cow?
So, like, a farmer has somebody who tells him what to do with the farmland.
Like Charlie from Clarkson's
Farm. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about.
Ted. It's Ted.
Yeah.
You just sort out the drainage in the lower field. No. Fast show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the reference. Right. Yeah.
Just no.
No, I haven't fixed it, no.
I've
not even mowed the lawn this year.
It's been too wet.
I know.
Never stopped raining.
Go on then.
I'm not sure. Can you just become? You can't become landed gentry, can you?
We'd have to buy land,
right?
Make it earn money, and then take the money for not doing anything.
Land rent.
Yeah. You have to get some serfs.
Okay, to till the land.
Can we bring back feudalism? Serfdom. Is the question. Yeah.
Hmm.
If they brought back feudalism overnight, where would you place yourselves? Where would we place ourselves?
Head serf. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking here. I wasn't thinking of a rank, just a location.
Phil's already planning to seize the means of production.
No, I'll just be well armed. I'm an anarchist. Just leave me alone. Leave me. I'll protect my own. I'll have my own patch. Don't encroach on me or I'll shoot you.
What would you do? How would you survive? What would you grow?
Potatoes, cows, chickens.
You grow a cow?
Yeah, several. Right. Milk them, buggers.
What would you do? Have them use the pasture land on the railway line?
Or maybe I'll claim some more.
Oh, what would you do? Throw some snails into someone's...
Have you ever thought about who owns the land? How far back it goes?
How far back?
We've all bought houses, paid a mortgage. Mm-hmm. We bought it off someone, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did they get it from?
Someone else.
Yeah?
Someone else.
Keep going. Where's it come from?
Apparently where...
Who fucking owned it in the first place? Mm. You know, it was claimed by the crown.
Yes.
Yeah, they had no right to do it.
Are you going to farm on the park then?
Why not? Maybe we could do it communally. Maybe we'll say to like 10 houses around us, tell you what, let's claim this bit, us 10 households, and we'll look after it. We'll take turns. No, you milk one day, I'll milk in 10 days. He can milk on Wednesday.
Do you want to go and live in that commune that we talked about,
Nigel, like
18 months ago?
You know, I think you'd be a lot happier. I think most people would be a lot happier.
I think with that one, I seem to remember it was like an old manor house and you had to commit a certain amount of time a week to doing stuff around the gardens. I think
was it maybe 8 hours a week, something like that? Maybe. It wasn't a lot.
I think it was a bit more from memory, but I might be wrong. Okay. And you had to buy in, didn't you? So like if someone left, you had to buy in. I think it was,
but
like
it was cheap as fuck, though. It was
60
nothing.
60 grand, I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was. It was like and you got a flat.
It's your pension, isn't it? Spend your pension, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. But you had to contribute in some way. So, but that could be childcare, you know, if you wanted. I'd be quite happy looking after children.
Yeah, maybe they want a podcast.
If we could get an iPad. Get an iPad. Or,
I think, if I remember rightly, there was a long waiting list, though.
Oh, yeah.
What does that tell you?
Like allotments.
It's oversubscribed.
Yeah.
Maybe if there was one up here in the northwest, maybe we'd get some takers.
Be interesting if you could get permission. That would be the other thing.
Why would you need permission?
So I bet that you would be permissionized. It'd have to be licensed by the government.
By the twats. Yeah. Who won't let you live your life on your own terms, will they?
No. I'm not allowed to wander around naked anymore in the bowling green.
No, you're not allowed to have a commute.
You could do it again once, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
I think once. Yeah, you got to pick your moment.
I always think that because my garden doesn't really get enough sun to grow things, probably.
Right.
Or to sun your balls.
No. Oh, I suppose I could do it because it goes, it's kind of, what is it, how would it be? So the sun comes at the front and then it goes down at the behind the house.
East facing.
Yes, it's east face. What kind of, because it's over here a bit, but it comes round.
Northeast facing.
Yeah, something like that. yeah. I need a south facing. So I always thought I'd have to go to the park. The park would have to be my. If everyone died except me and my family, I'd have to plant potatoes in the park.
If you did that, then obviously the park warden would come and say, "What the fuck are you doing?" But also, how would you protect it from others? How would you protect your claimed land from other people coming in and claiming? So Phil, obviously, is just going to go and put a picket fence around a little bit of land, and we might go over and smash it up and say, no, this is ours now.
Well, that's the issue with it, isn't it, basically, yes. So that's where the common law thing comes in, doesn't it? And then and then who enforces that?
I am a global citizen.
That would be an issue, yes. In reality, probably, wouldn't it? The outsiders.
Yeah. Not necessarily the council. I mean, if you found somewhere remote enough and good luck, then you could probably get away with it for a long time. Build a little shack somewhere.
Well, people have done it. There was a guy.
Unibomber.
Well, Unibomber did it, didn't he? Like,
Ted Kaczynski.
Almost
Ted Danson.
Died out there. But there was a guy. What did we watch the same program about a man who lived in a hut next to a loch in Scotland? He built it, I think. And he was like,
Mr. Crowley.
No. He's J.K. Crowley. And I think he got into like his 70s and his 80s, and he was struggling with like his mobility and stuff. But basically, he had to walk like 5 hours to the local town. That was the only way for him to get around. But essentially, he'd lived there by himself, and then somebody found him by accident and then made a documentary about him.
I think I've seen
that. Yeah, Scotland, wasn't it? Highlands or something?
So he'd had a nervous breakdown or whatever, however you want to phrase it. And he went, right, fuck it, I'm going. And he found this hut and just lived there, basically.
A bothy.
Yeah, by himself. And then, I think eventually it was, on someone's land, and they found out he was there, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's fine.
They just let him get on with it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think he was doing anything bad, really. I think he grew his own food and he fished from memory. I picked berries and things like that. He had a lot. He had a stove. And he was fine.
I'd quite like to have someone like that on my land.
Yeah, don't bother Ted.
Nice, all right.
It's like the good life. You remember The Good Life? We used to watch the repeats.
Yes.
Because I guess it came out in the 70s.
Yeah, it was a 70s thing. That was
Felicity Kendall. Who's the Shakespeare actor? Brian
Connolly?
Broson? Ryan?
Bryanson? Don't know.
Brinson?
Don't know.
Yeah. And Margot, who was in the Harry Potter films, calling back as the giant woman.
Oh, I don't
Hagrid's,
know.
Hagrid's fancy woman.
Oh, right.
Margot and the other guy who died. Both the men died. Kenneth Branagh. Something like that. But, yeah, that was that was the premise, wasn't it, of the show? That they'd sort of ditched. They had, the posh neighbours who were still in the rat race, but they retired early and decided we're going to have sheep and whatnot. So it was this fish out of water. Mm. And then the clashing of civilizations when the neighbors came over and, Felicity Kendall's swilling pig shit and Margot's got her fancy earrings in and whatnot.
I do fancy the idea of a small holding, though. Yeah. They do come up sometimes, on Right Move.
Right.
When I'm wasting. That's probably something. That's instead of on short form video clips, I look at short form houses on Rightmove.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I do instead.
An inordinate amount of time on Rightmove. Not moving anywhere.
Yeah. I had to delete Auto Trader as well.
Auto Trader.
It's obsessing about cars.
You've got such a shit car.
I know. Obsessing about cars.
Just suck it up and buy a Skoda, and then you won't have to spend your time on Auto Trader anymore.
I need to buy a bathroom.
My missus is after a Skoda now.
Oh, what's she after? Which one?
Octavia VRS.
I think it'll be
the Kodiak.
It might be that one. Is that a chunky one?
It's a 7-seater SUV.
Oh, I don't know if it's 7-seater.
Would it be the smaller one The Karok.
Karok.
T-Rock. Karok. Yeah, I think it's that one.
The T-Rock is the VW. So there's a Karok, and then the smallest, the baby SUV, is the Kamiq.
My parents have a Karok.
Did they?
Recently, yeah.
What's the Skoda version called of that?
Karok. A Karok.
It's the same. It's the version.
It's a VW Tiguan.
Yeah. So there's a Tiguan.
Which is what I've got.
Yeah.
The Touareg, which is...
It's like a V6 one, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't have... I don't think Skoda have a version like that. I could tell you all about
Seat Skoda. Ateca is the same car as well.
As the Karok.
Seat Ateca, same as the Karok and the Tiguan.
There's a Terra... Is it a
same
Terra
engine,
car?
Same chassis.
Same chassis, same engine, yeah.
Same platform, isn't it, basically? But the
A VW Phaeton is the same as a Bentley Continental.
Wow.
Wow. Do you know a Nissan Cubistar is the same as a Renault Kangoo?
Is it exactly the same?
Yeah.
Nissan and Renault as well, because they're French and Japanese. That's interesting.
But do you not remember?
Yeah, the difference is the wiring.
Okay.
So they have shit French wiring in them. The engines are good.
Sacre bleu.
The engines are Japanese, but the wiring is French and shit, apparently.
Right.
According to my mechanic. That's why I brought down last time. Wiring fault.
Yours is a Nissan, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a secret Renault.
Right, okay. Oh, so it is... Right, okay.
Paint me like one of your French fans.
Yeah.
Stop it, please. You make me sick. I noticed that. You never noticed that the Honda Civic was the same as a Rover 200.
Was it?
They had a deal, Honda and Rover.
Wow.
They were the same car, basically.
Because Rover's notoriously shit engine.
Yeah.
And Honda, notoriously excellent engine. Mm. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, no,
but the same chassis, I guess.
I think so. Same shell, maybe. And that was it.
God, I remember that MG I had. It was like 1.8 litre, but I think it was a Rover P100 engine or something, bored out to within an inch of its life. Really thin walls. It broke.
I really fancy one of those Suzuki vans.
Which one's that?
It's like a fishing van. It's like a one litre.
What's a fishing van?
Suzuki Carry.
Ah! Like an old school Suzuki Carry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it got a flat bed?
No, it's not a flat bed. It's like a van, panel van.
Right.
It's like a transformer.
Small camper van,
it's like a Ironhide.
I have to look what it is. A Suzuki what?
Carry.
1.3.
They do flatbed.
Is it like a Bedford van? Is it that
size? It's a really small van. It's,
yeah.
It's
a tiny thing.
Right.
Okay. 1 litre petrol.
Wow, 1 litre.
Very rare, I called them all away.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know. What else? It's going to either be that or a hand cart. Like my dad used to have. They used to have hand carts. Used to pull the tools on a hand cart.
Wow. Madness.
Roundhouse.
Well, yeah, but where would I keep him? Or her?
Just
it.
Strap your tools to your dog.
Yeah.
You'd eat him.
He would.
Fall asleep. He sleeps all day.
Sleeps all night.
He's a lumberjack. And he's okay.
Shit, lumberjack.
He eats the wood.
Beaver style.
Yes.
Shall
we call time of death of this podcast?
Yeah. Boop. With a missing... 5 seconds of intro music.
Oh, yeah. Good job you said to click the record button.
Yes.
I was that drunk? I forgot.
Yeah.
Who's it?
But, you know, good month coming up next month.
Yeah.
Got one returning guest.
Well, yeah, it's a doozy.
How many fingers can you see?
Two new guests. We've got Esoterica Economics, returning guest.
The three E's.
And Barnery is in next month. A 4-week month.
Powerful.
Four-week month.
Fuck Graham Hancock. That's all.
Graham Hancock.
Oh, is he coming back?
Yeah, man.
Legend. Wow. So excited.
Yeah. Love Stiggy. Right. Shall we fuck it off then?
Yeah, fuck it.
I've had it.
Yeah. Fuck all of it, bitch.
We didn't even talk about the new Alien film.
think we did.
No, I'm registering. You changed the subject. None of you have seen the trailer, have you?
No.
You haven't seen it. You haven't
seen Vulcan.
It. Alien Vulcan. The trailer looks good. It looks like it could be a good alien film.
Right, okay.
It's a good director as well.
Right.
You know.
Jack Villeneuve. Dennis.
Yeah, Jack Villeneuve is the F1 driver. Yes.
Michael Schumacher.
Schumacher. Right, well, no, obviously not him.
You can put it on YouTube in a minute, can't you?
What?
The trailer.
Yeah. Right. Good night.
Bye.
Good, 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 good.
Say, Lopland.
Bye-bye, children.
I am so fucking tired of doing podcasts. That...
We're just doing this for your own good.
Oh, you're gay.
Oh, my God.
Are you retarded?
What the farage?
Based Sigma Chad.
They are.
Yeah.
So amazing in their love and...
Yeah, sentencing will occur on September the 22nd. He could get a long time in prison for that. Like,
really?
Yeah, like a decade.
What?
Why? Out in five, whatever. Because you're not supposed to, you know...
No, you're not.
It's rape.
I have total faith in humanity. The other day I was on the bus and an elderly lady gave up a seat for a bearded pregnant man.
Okay, let's get to our first, straight away to our first dedication. Dear Chris, please say a big hello to Connie Lingus.
One of them said he had family problems. He's kind of, he's married to his sister. Yeah.
Clean yourself up, you dirty little rats. You chicken liver shits, the ultimate puss party. You dirty bitches, you growlers. We're looking at you growlers. Close your legs. Stop being slag. Chicken liver shits. Chicken liver shits. What do you expect from slags and puss pimpers? The slags, what do you expect from slags? We are a bunch of chicken liver shits.
Won't you take it out?
A sussy chungus pirate from Basildon.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
I am so fucking tired of doing podcasts.